You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
She's back after a five-year hiatus where her last release was Moonlight Madness from 2020. She is the queen of disco here in Aotearoa. We have Luana on the line to talk about her new album, Disco Witch, which is super exciting. Good morning to you, Luana. How are we feeling, man?
Good morning, kia ora. I feel so good. It's great to be talking about my album.
Mm-hmm.
The art, yeah, and it's sunny, and so, you know, I love that. Good start.
You mentioned to me just before that you live kind of on a farm up in Tamaki Makaurau, and that you have a few chickens and a baby duck?
Yeah, I've got three little baby chickens and a baby duck. They're so cute. I love them so much. Yeah, a little baby Muscovy duck. Yeah, we kind of just ended up with her, and she just, like, follows me around, and she's, like, the cuddliest little chicken. Oh, sorry, duck. And the chickens are also very cuddly. I really wanted affectionate little feathered friends, so I managed to get some.
Oh, wow. Well, Muscovy ducks have a very interesting sort of plumage. It's very, like, spotty.
Yeah, as duck. Yeah, they've got these, like, weird things that I come around, like, little watery things around their eyes when they're older, but at the moment she's just this little fluff ball.
Oh, that is so sick. Are there any, like, kind of farm applications for a duck? Like, can they be used in pest control or anything?
Yeah, they're really good pest control. So when I finally get my veggie garden, she'll eat all the little bugs without having, like, scratch it all up, you know, like little chickens do. Yeah, which is cool. I love my little birds, and it's just funny how I've ended up with them, and yeah, they're becoming a little familiars.
That's so sweet, man. That's so sweet. Not only are you the disco queen, you're also an animal queen, it would seem. but you've been described as the disco queen of Aotearoa. Is there any other disco sovereign, disco aristocrat that you recognize? Or do you think you're the solo bolo when it comes to being a disco sovereign?
I mean, I didn't even call myself the queen of disco. I don't even know where that came from. No, I think that was, you know, my wonderful PR team. But I just love disco so much. And I guess there's no one else kind of creating very more nostalgic disco, like the 70s. Mm. And so I think, you know, I'm kind of the only one really diving deep into the 70s disco. Mm-hmm. Music. So I feel very proud to be doing that, because I know so many people love that genre and that era in particular. Mm-hmm. So it was nice with the album to do, like, a side which is like 70s disco, and then the other side is more new disco, like a bit more modern disco. It's like two eras of disco, and then bringing them together under, like, the concept of Disco Witch. And so, yeah, it's been very fun, and yeah, I'm excited to play it all live and get everyone dancing, because I love getting everyone dancing and everyone feeling really liberated and expressing themselves. Mm-hmm. And just, like, having a really great time. Mm-hmm. And dressing up, of course.
Mm-hmm. And having a big band there to help play all these tunes.
Yeah, I would love, like, a massive, massive band. But for now, we've just got a 5-piece. And
That's still pretty big.
It's still pretty big, yeah. You know, but yeah, it would be great to do, you know, a full orchestra.
That'd be so sick. What was your, like, original intro to disco?
Ooh, maybe Selena, like the, you know, the Mexican American singer, Selena Quintanilla. Yeah, her album, movie came out with J-Lo when I was really, really little. Mm-hmm. And then I got the soundtrack, and she does this disco medley. I think maybe it was her. Mm-hmm. And then I think my family just love it as well, so like Donna Summer and Chic, and it was just kind of always playing the oldies. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. The family gatherings and stuff, and then kind of just grew up singing it and just loving it, and I just love how it just brings people together of, like, all generations as well, you know, like people hear, like, Young Hearts, for instance,
and yes,
like, I was so good, and like so many different ages, and they're just, like, closing their eyes, like, singing it with all their heart, and I just love that so much to see it. And I Will Survive, like, you know, those kind of real classic nostalgic songs that just, like, bring up a lot of good feelings for people.
Mm-hmm. I think you've got to be a cold-hearted person to not enjoy disco, you know? You gotta have no love.
you need disco in your life, you know, if you can't break through.
You do, especially in these times, man. This record, it aptly dropped on Halloween. Did you go as a disco witch for Halloween?
Oh, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And forevermore, I think. I think it's its own character now. So I feel like I'd love to see more people dressing up as a disco witch.
It's really funny because like this thing is so campy. I mean, there's these really really great passages about here's a potion, get your broomsticks and light your cauldron, which is so good. You really embodied being a disco witch. Do you think it's a lifelong realization that you're coming to, or is being a disco witch more of just who you are at this point in time?
I mean, yeah, I can really only speak for now and where I've been, and she is just such a such a beautiful, wise, sparkly, like, archetype that has really helped me move through my darker spots and kind of allows me to express myself and gives me the kind of ideas and, you know, tools to kind of move through my life and ground me in who I am. And so at this time, she is exactly who I need, and I'm sure she'll just be that, you know, guidance forevermore, and for me and for anyone else.
Kind of like a fairy godmother in a way.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's so sick. Is it hard being a disco person in a world that seems a little bit less dancey, you know? Like, people can't afford to go out as much and dance. Like, it's pretty expensive to go to the town and have a bit of a dance at a club. You know, is it hard being a disco person in a more danceless world?
Oh, wow. I mean, that just makes me want to lean into it even more, right? Just be like, I mean, I don't mind being the first one on the dance floor and like kind of just, you know, being the one trying to bring everyone together. I know it takes a bit more effort, but I think, you know, thankfully I kind of don't mind being that person in the front being like, come on guys, let's get into it. So I think I've just been placed with this, you know, this role to do that, to help. And bring it into the world and just be a part of that movement. So yeah, I think it's definitely tough because I think some people don't, you know, to try get people out the door, like for gigs and stuff, definitely. So you're going to kind of, yeah, it's a bit more harder to get people out the door. But I just got to keep believing in like this, what I'm doing, and that it will find the people it needs to find.
When hearing the track Disco Heart on this new record, I thought the chorus and melody, they sounded very familiar to me, and I couldn't figure out what the song was. And then I thought of Stevie Wonder's Sir Duke, and I wondered, was that an influence on that track?
We love Stevie Wonder, Nate and I. I think we looked more to ABBA, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, but I mean, but we love Stevie so much that it's just, I think, naturally kind of comes through with funk and soul being a part of,
Your repertoire.
Our repertoire, exactly. But I love that song, Sir Duke. It's such a great tune.
I can't remember what melody it was. It might have been, anyway, it might have been that. I think it was that. But
the horns, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Well, speaking of horns, the track Supernova has very Disco Inferno kind of inspired horns, string and bass sections. And it's a track about the blinding white hot disco feminine rage that you're feeling. And there's a line about the Virgo constellation rising high, which kind of adds to this theme of being a disco witch. What does Virgo rising high mean? Is that like is what happens when Virgo rises high? Is that when tensions are high?
I love that song, firstly. That's like one of my favorite songs on the record. And yeah, you're definitely right. Disco Inferno vibes. And it's so fun to play live. I played it for the first time live a couple weeks ago. Virgo constellation. I just think it sounds, I like the imagery that it brings up. And Virgo constellation. I mean, Virgo is all about the, you know, practicality and like healing and like devotion. And so I think like that just kind of encompasses like that on the rise. Like we're just like kind of moving towards that, that healing.
And that's kind of a theme throughout the whole record is disco is a way of healing, as a way of liberation, as you've said before, because it brings people together, which is, I think, something people, when disco came out, didn't necessarily think. They were just like fusing all these cool genres together, you know?
Yeah, but historically, definitely disco has been a very like liberating genre.
Totally. Just,
like, really underground and gave people that space to express themselves and like, yeah, in these disco techs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. So I just loved, like, kind of tapping into that, like, historical liberation as well as, like, and it's still doing that now.
Mm-hmm. And I think something really interesting about disco, and it's kind of fool, from what I've heard, disco back in the 70s when it came out, it was pioneered by, like, a lot of queer people, in the States, particularly a lot of black people, and the sort of demise of disco actually reflected sort of a whole lot of prejudice, really, against those groups of people. And so I think it's great that it's kind of coming back in a big way. Like, I've noticed so many new pop songs have used disco vibes to tell their story and do their thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah, they really set a great, you know, not template, but kind of, you know, yeah, they found a really amazing way to help liberate people through rhythm, which is just, yeah, timeless.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're going to be doing that across the country in March next year. I think you've got a 4 or 5 date tour, which is very exciting, but there's no Otipoti stop. Can we convince you to come down here? No pressure, obviously. I'm just silly, but yeah. It would be cool to have you down here.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I would be open to it, so we could talk about it. I don't even know what venues in Dunedin are there, and would be, you know, who would love to hear disco. Do you feel like there's a little crowd down there that would be into it?
I think there's a decent crowd who would be into some disco. I think if you're looking for venues, Eric's might be the most apt venue. Mm. Yeah, I'll let you do some research, but
yeah,
I think, you know, Dunedin gets a lot of rock stuff. It'd be great to vary it up with some disco and have a bit more of a dancey vibe. I feel like the South Island is not as dancey as the North Island.
True. Yeah, well, we need to change that, or, you know, bring some disco down.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. Hey, I want to thank you for your time and coming on the program, Luana. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Do you have any final words or thoughts to leave our lovely listeners with?
If you resonate with anything that has been said today, and you feel like having a boogie and finding some music that really speaks to the spirit, as well as, you know, please join the journey. Mm-hmm. And that's basically it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you will feel the need to boogie as well. When I was listening to this thing yesterday in preparation for our chat, I couldn't stop my head from going back and forth. It was just, I was jamming out so much.
Good. Yeah, that's so good. I love that.
All right. Thank you so much, Luana. I appreciate it heaps.
Thank you. Appreciate you too.
Cheers, man. All right, folks, that was Luana. We're talking to her about her new record, Disco Witch, which is out now. It's been out since Halloween, and we're going to be playing the track Supernova from this new record. And then at 9:30, we'll have a surf report with the one, the only, Nolsey. Here is Luana with Supernova. You are listening to The One. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.